The holidays are all about sharing with family. Meals, couches, stories, grandma's secret pecan pie recipe. And now, you can also share a cart with Instacart's family carts. Everyone can add what they want to one group cart from wherever they are. So you don't have to go from room to room to find out who wants cranberry sauce, or who should get mini marshmallows for the yams, or collecting votes for sugar cookies versus shortbread. Just share a cart and then share the meals and the moments. Download the Instacart app and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Plus, enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
Wichita's number one talk.
Good morning, 7 o'clock. This is the KNSS Morning News with Steve and Ted. I'm Steve McIntosh. Police are investigating a homicide in North Wichita. We have the story.
Wildfires rage across parts of California. I'm Ted Woodward. Those details just ahead.
One person is dead, one injured after someone fired shots into a house in North Wichita last night. The shooting occurred just after 11 p.m. in the 2300 block of Mascot. A man and woman were injured. No arrests have been reported by police.
Beachfront homes destroyed by fire in upscale Malibu, California. Fox's Brooke Thomas has more.
This seaside home here just destroyed by these flames, and crews still working on this and working on keeping people safe. The wind still not making things easy. The smoke blowing because of these winds.
That fire so far has consumed 50 acres of land.
Vice President Kamala Harris delivered a concession speech from Howard University in Washington, D.C., calling for unity.
In our nation, we owe loyalty not to a president or a party, but to the Constitution of the United States.
The vice president says she called President-elect Trump to congratulate him.
President Biden will address the election results when he speaks to the nation tonight.
The speech comes just a day after Vice President Kamala Harris officially conceded to President-elect Trump by phone and during a concession speech at Howard University. The White House says President Biden spoke to both candidates and congratulated them on their races. President-elect Trump was also invited to meet with the commander-in-chief at the White House. According to the White House, the president expressed his, quote, commitment to ensuring a smooth transition and emphasized the importance of working to bring the country together. In Washington, Ryan Schmelz, Fox News.
Investigators say a man who died in a Wichita parking lot Wednesday morning was hit by his own vehicle as he was allegedly trying to steal a furnace filter. It happened in the Westlake Ace Hardware parking lot at Douglas and Hillside. Police say a 69-year-old man got out of his van to get the furnace filter, but he left the vehicle in drive and the van pinned him to a fence. The man died at the scene. KNSS News Time now, 7:02, 2 minutes past 7 o'clock.
We've got some thunderstorms in the forecast for tomorrow night, so some high school football playoff games will be played tonight. We'll talk about that coming up in sports.
Election Commissioner Rainwater says the Volunteers were the stars of Tuesday's election. That story and more just ahead on the KNSS Morning News. KNSS News Time now, 7:06, 6 minutes past 7 o'clock. Steve and Ted here on KNSS, 44 degrees. Sedgwick County Election Commissioner Laura Rainwater tells KNSS News the Volunteers were the stars of Tuesday's election.
They are the true heroes of this election. It took 950 election workers yesterday to work the polls, and it was a long day. It's a 14-hour day for them. And they are what made the election successful. They were courteous and they processed voters through quickly. So really, all the credit goes to them.
Rainwater says this is the first year that early voting numbers were higher than election day numbers.
A city council member in San Jose, California is arraigned on three felony charges of raping a child. Fox's Jesse Gray with more.
Councilman Omar Torres, facing justice for crimes police say were committed more than a quarter century earlier.
This department will always support survivors of sexual violence.
Police Chief Paul Joseph says an adult survivor came forward Monday after seeing media coverage of an ongoing investigation of Torres for alleged child sexual abuse. San Jose detectives arrested Torres, charging him with three counts of raping a child. Investigators say the crime started in 1990 when the victim was four and Torres was nine.
And Torres has resigned from that city council position.
Life in prison for a New York City man for killing and dismembering a woman in a life insurance fraud scheme.
Corey Martin was also sentenced by a federal judge in Brooklyn to a concurrent sentence of 20 years in prison for wire fraud conspiracy and a consecutive term of 2 years for aggravated identity theft. U.S. Attorney Breon Peace says Martin and an accomplice trafficked Brady Odom and fraudulently obtained two life insurance policies in her name. He says Martin strangled Odom in 2018, dismembered her, and scattered her remains in a Brooklyn park before trying unsuccessfully to claim benefits on the life insurance policies before he was arrested in 2020. A federal jury found Martin guilty in March after a two-week trial where prosecutors argued Martin watched crime shows, including Dexter in the First 48, to get tips on how to get away with the killing. In New York City, Lisa Lacerra, Fox News.
An appeals court in Texas orders a new trial for a man on death row.
The new trial ordered for 47-year-old Randy Halpern, a Jewish man who was part of a gang of prisoners that fatally shot a police officer after escaping. Halpern's lawyers contend a judge who presided over his case used racial slurs and anti-Semitic language referring to him and some of his co-defendants. The appeals court also found evidence that former Judge Vickers Cunningham used derogatory language outside the courtroom with great hatred and disgust. Cunningham is now an attorney in private practice. His office says he won't be commenting. Chris DeMeo, Fox News.
KNSS News time now, 7:08, 8 minutes past 7 o'clock.
Looking at the Cordell and Cordell traffic cameras, I can see some heavy traffic forming. Traffic volume is picking up and spotted a slowdown westbound on K-96, and it's approaching that road construction there at I-135. Traffic just got really heavy there for a little bit, and things started to slow down. Looks like, however, things are starting to get back under control there, but just be aware, things can slow down pretty quickly out there, especially in those road construction areas. Traffic update from 98.7 at 1330 KNSS. I'm Jad Chambers.
Now the KSN Storm Tracker 3 forecast with Kansas Today meteorologist Ronnell Williams. Good morning, Ronnell.
Hey, good morning, Steve and Ted. How we doing?
Doing fine.
Good, good.
Yeah, looking forward to maybe some more rain in the forecast.
Yeah, some more improvements to, those Cheney Lake levels coming up here pretty soon. Now, in the meantime, things are going to be dry throughout much of our Thursday. We only have a 10% chance of rain. You will notice more cloud cover, those smoke signals, so to say, to our next system moving in. Jumping up to a 40% chance of rain tonight after we see a cool high of 58. Dropping down to 45 as that rainfall gradually moves in. That's going to lead to a likelihood of showers and thunderstorms all day long Friday. There will be some breaks in the rain, but I see a similar setup and scenario compared to that soaker that we had last Saturday. So Friday going to be very similar to that. High of 54 degrees, cooling off a few degrees compared to what we'll get up to today. Showers and thunderstorms going to last throughout much of our Friday night. By the time we get into Saturday, small chance that there's maybe a leftover shower or two, but much drier by the time we get into the afternoon and should be completely dry by Saturday evening. High of 59 degrees. Temperatures starting to rebound as we dry out. Sunshine, high of 64 degrees on Sunday. And then Monday, mild start to the new week with a high of 66. It does look like around the middle of next week, there may be another system that swings through. Right now, we're just going with a 10% chance of showers next Tuesday. Now, anything that does swing through as far as moisture goes, the early to middle part of next week, it looks like it's going to be a quick mover. So therefore, any moisture early next week, middle of next week, not going to be as significant as what we've recently seen. 62 degrees, partly cloudy to mostly sunny skies on Wednesday, and then a week from now, next Thursday, 59 and sunny, pretty quiet. Right now, we're at 45 degrees, just some cloud, a little bit of cloud cover currently with a northeast breeze at 14 miles an hour.
Ted's telling us that football games scheduled for tomorrow night, they're bumping them up to tonight around the area because they're anticipating that rainy weather.
Yeah, and not so much for the fact that we're expecting stronger storms, because that's not the case. So far, we're still not expecting any severe weather. It's just the fact that there's going to be, you know, just constant rainfall out there. We remember how things played out last Saturday. I didn't want to go outside, and it was a Saturday. But that's just how it's going to be tomorrow as far as, you know, just another soaker on the way. But, Steve, Ted, you know, at the end of the day, we do need the moisture, too.
You sure do. All right. Thank you there, Ron. We appreciate it. KSN Storm Tracker 3 Forecast. With Kansas Today meteorologist Ronnell Williams. We are Steve and Ted in the morning here on KNSS. We're November 7th and yesterday's high 64 degrees, normal high 61. And it was on this date, the 7th of November in 2011, A jury in Los Angeles convicted Michael Jackson's doctor, Conrad Murray, of involuntary manslaughter for supplying a powerful anesthetic implicated in the entertainer's 2009 death. Murray was sentenced to 4 years in prison. He served 2 years and was released in October of 2013. Birthday today.
So we've seen that kind of thing with Michael Jackson, Prince, Matthew Perry.
Yeah.
Medical personnel supply these people with insane drugs and kills them.
We have a birthday today, a showbiz birthday. Christopher Knight turning 67 years old today.
Peter Brady
on the Brady Bunch. Yeah. And I just
middle child.
I was going to say, can you name all the Brady kids dead?
All the actors?
No, not the actors. The characters.
Well, sure.
Okay. Go ahead.
Well, the boys are Greg, Peter, and Bobby, and the girls are Marcia, Jan, and Cindy.
Got it. All right. Well,
I grew up watching that every day.
I didn't pay any attention to it was on. The only time I watched was when Alice the Maid and Sam the Butcher were going back.
Well, that's good comedy, too.
Sam the Butcher. Yeah.
We all know what he was doing.
And Alice.
Delivering meat to the house.
Yeah, I mean, you betcha.
Good Lord.
Ann B. Davis, one of my favorites. There you go.
Hey, I was like, that doesn't happen in my house. The butcher doesn't come over and deliver meat to my house. No. What's going on there?
Butcher's down there in the store. Guy's got big tattoos on his hairy arms, right? That's the guy. That's a butcher. I think earlier this
morning, that guy over at Larcher's wasn't hand delivering meat to our house. It's like, what's going on at the Brady Bunch house?
Earlier this morning, we had a Fox on Tech report from one of our. He was mentioning Winky Dink. Did you hear this?
I did not.
All right. He mentioned Winky Dink.
Who mentioned this?
Fox on Tech.
Okay.
Reports from Fox.
Yeah, they were talking about the not Choose Your Own Adventure, but the interactive shows on Netflix.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, like Black Mirror Bandersnatch or any of the others that they've done.
So anyway, he mentioned Winky Dink, and I bet 9 out of 10 people out there don't know what it is, but I actually played Winky Dink. It was supposedly you would buy this little see-through plastic thing that went over your TV screen.
Yeah.
And they had special crayons, and Winky Dink was a little cartoon guy, and he'd go bipping along here, and he needed to have a rope to climb up to get to the top of the building, so you drew the rope in for him.
Oh, my.
Yeah. Really interactive, okay?
How about that?
Of course, we couldn't afford that little cellophane thing, so we just drew right on the screen.
Oh.
Yeah. That was very popular with the old man.
Dad appreciated that.
Turned on his TV to watch sports and say, what the heck? Winky Dink. That's part of that whole hear Winky Dink, and I associate that with Captain Kangaroo. I'm not sure that's where I saw it. Maybe it was a Captain Kangaroo feature. There's another name for you, Captain Kangaroo. You grew up with
I did watch Captain Kangaroo every morning. Yes, I did.
All right.
But maybe Winky Dink was gone by the time I came along.
Could have been, because it was in the mid-50s. Okay.
All in all, I think I prefer Black Mirror on Netflix.
It's probably a little, technically, it's a lot better. But, Well, yeah, we had what we had.
Exactly.
And you had on the Captain Kangaroo, you had a guy named Green Jeans.
Mr. Green Jeans.
Farmer.
Yep.
Bring in a little dog or cat or goat or whatever.
It was awesome.
And he'd talk about it.
Great segment.
And it moved real slow. And so a little kid said, this is fun. And Captain Kangaroo, what was he exactly? Was he a postman or? No, he was a train captain, wasn't he? Had these blue suit with these white stripes and great big pockets. I think he was like a conductor or an engineer on a train. But anyway, Captain Kangaroo.
I guess I'd kind of forgotten what his occupation was.
Well, for those of you who don't know, he had a grandfather clock that would actually talk to him.
Yes, which was fantastic
technology
character.
For you. Yeah. You got a grandfather clock that'll talk to you? Yeah. They had to wake him up because he was always asleep. And no wonder our generation grew up a little bit weird.
That's the way it goes.
7:16, Steve at 10 in the morning here on KNSS. It is time for a look at sports this morning with Ted Woodward. Ted?
Well, as we were just talking about, the high school football playoffs, we're into the regional round, down to the final 16 in each class. But with thunderstorms and rain in the forecast for tomorrow night, several football playoff games have been moved up to tonight instead of Friday night. So here's some of that on Class 6A. Right here in Wichita, you've got Wichita Northwest hosting South. Northwest is 8-1. South is 6-3. That game is tonight on the west side of town. Wichita East is traveling to Dodge City tonight. Both teams are 6-3. In Class 5A, Hutchinson is hosting Liberal tonight. Both teams are 7-2. You've also got tonight Goddard Eisenhower at 7-2, hosting Mays South at 6-3. And we've got three Class 4A games tonight with teams in our area. Mulvane hosting Bueller this evening. Both teams are 7-2. Andover Central is 8-1, hosting Winfield tonight in the playoffs. And Cape and Mount Carmel on the road at Wellington tonight. Both teams are 7-2. Getting into that one. And in eight-man Division II, home game tonight for Hutchinson Central Christian at 8-1, hosting Logan Palco, also 8-1. That'll kick off at 5:30 p.m. tonight. So we've got some high school games moved to tonight, and we'll talk about some more of those games coming up next hour, too. But that's got several games moved to tonight instead of tomorrow for high school football. All right, let's see what's going on with the Kansas Jayhawks. KU women's soccer last night in Kansas City, Missouri, playing in the Big 12 semifinals. Another win for those Jayhawks. The women beat 17th-ranked Texas Tech 2-1. KU women's soccer now has won seven games in a row, and they advance to the championship game of the Big 12 tournament. And it's the longest winning streak for the Jayhawks in a decade. They are now 12-5-4 on the season, and they have advanced all the way into the Big 12 championship game coming up. KU women's soccer, big win. And last night, the Kansas women's basketball team opened up its season in Lawrence, beat Lindenwood 56-43 in the season opener. And we're looking at Brittany Hayshaw. She is a sophomore at KU out of Andover Central. And Brittany only played 14 minutes last night, but she made 3 three-pointers and finished with 9 points and 9 rebounds.
How about that?
Good stuff for the Jayhawks in women's basketball, opening up the season with a win. Let's take a look at pro football tonight, opening things up in the National Football League for the next week of competition. Thursday night football, the Baltimore Ravens hosting the Cincinnati Bengals. And remember, those are the first two teams the Chiefs played to open up the season with games at Arrowhead. The Chiefs won both those games, of course. The Chiefs are still undefeated. Well, both those teams have recovered from those early losses to the Chiefs. The Bengals have won 3 of their last 4. The Ravens have won 6 of their last 7. Ravens are a 5.5-point favorite on home field tonight in Baltimore. Live coverage of Thursday Night Football, Ravens-Bengals. You can listen to that live beginning at 6:30 this evening. That's over on 97.5 and 1240 KFH. Take a look at high school boys soccer. We had semifinal games last night in state tournament play. In Class 5A, Mays South wins at home, beating St. James 3-2. The Mays South boys will play for the state championship in the title game with a record of 18-2. In the smaller schools, huge game for Rose Hill last night at home, beating Bishop Miege 2-0. Rose Hill advances into the state championship game with a record of 18-1, and that's the end of an era. Bishop Miege had won 8 straight state championships in boys soccer.
Man.
But they came down to Rose Hill and got shut out last night, 2-0. How about that? The Rockets!
Ouch!
Yeah. And then the other side of that bracket, Wichita Trinity won on the road at Baldwin, that game at Baker University. Trinity won that game 3-1, and Trinity heads into the championship game against Rose Hill with a record of 16-4 in boys soccer. And we have a big basketball birthday today. You know, yesterday we had the birthday of Aubrey Sherrod,
yes,
a Wichita basketball legend. And then born the very next day, Greg Dreiling. I always forget that Aubrey Sherrod and Greg Dreiling were born on consecutive days.
Wow.
They're both 62.
Okay.
So Greg Dreiling is turned 62 years old today, 7'1".
Yeah.
Dominated the Wichita City League at Cape and Mount Carmel, 2-time high school All-American, led the Crusaders to 3 Class 3A state championships, finished his high school career with nearly 1,900 points, the all-time leading scorer in the entire state of Kansas, and he held that record for 34 years.
Well,
Dreiling came and played his freshman year at Wichita State, and then he transferred to KU for his last 3 years. In the regional finals of the NCAA tournament in 1986 for KU, he had 19 points and 12 rebounds, got the Jayhawks into the Final Four. Dreiling, by the time he left KU, a 57% shooter for his career, which was 5th best all-time for the Jayhawks then. Also finished among the top 15 rebounders in KU history in just 3 years. Drafted in the second round in the NBA by the Indiana Pacers. And then he played for a decade in the NBA. Made some nice money playing in the NBA, or maybe not playing in the NBA. He was usually on the bench somewhere. But he got paid some nice money for 10 years in the NBA. How about that? Wichita basketball legend Greg Dreiling. It's his birthday today. He is 62. That's sports with Stephen Tidd.
We have a special guest coming up here in about 15 minutes, a little after 7:30 this morning. Jeff Blueball will be with us. He is a new Sedgwick County Commissioner from the 2nd District, winning the election, and former city council member as well. Jeff's going to talk to us about 7:35 this morning here on KNSS. Coming up, keep it here for a house call for health this morning. Diabetes is on the rise in the U.S. That's on the way with Stephen Tidd of the Morning here on KNSS.
This is Stephen Tidd on 98.7 and 1330 KNSS.
Good morning, Steve McIntosh, Ted Woodward, 7:30 on a Thursday morning, 44 degrees. Germany's coalition government has collapsed.
Europe's largest economy is in political chaos. One of the three parties who came together to govern Germany has pulled out. The Free Democrats withdrawing from the cabinet after Chancellor Olaf Scholz fired Finance Minister and Free Democrats leader Christian Lindner. Chancellor Scholz says Lindner broke his trust too often. It means Germany could hold early elections next year, with the country facing a choice between Scholz's plan to increase spending by loading up on public debt and the Free Democrats' ambition of tax cuts funded by slashing welfare. Jonathan Savage, Fox News.
Wichita police have arrested a 19-year-old woman in connection to the fatal shooting of 13-year-old Donald Williams on Halloween night outside the Quick Trip at Central and Oliver. The woman facing second-degree murder charges. A suspect in the shooting, another suspect, Jermall Campbell, is still at large, and Campbell is considered armed and dangerous.
Sedgwick County Election Commissioner Laura Rainwater tells KNSS News Tuesday's election went smoothly.
It's just amazing to me. You know, we only had 82,000 voters yesterday, which is, you know, much less than we anticipated. Early voters, we had over 96,000, almost 97,000 people vote early. It's much easier to vote early because you can vote anywhere. You know, with Election Day, you have to vote at your assigned polling site. So it was a very good election.
Rainwater says turnout will be less than expected, under 65%, and she can't explain why.
A Missouri man receiving a $38 million payout stemming from an overturned wrongful murder conviction from 2005.
Ryan Ferguson's attorney says the payout means justice was finally served. Ferguson was convicted in the murder of a local journalist in Columbia, Missouri. Ferguson, who was in high school when journalist Kent Heitholt was beaten and strangled to death in a parking lot, spent 10 years behind bars based on testimony that was later recanted. Gary Baumgarten, Fox News.
Those plea deals announced last August would have kept some 9/11 defendants from getting the death penalty. A judge has ruled those deals are valid.
There was an uproar from lawmakers when it was announced that alleged 9/11 mastermind Khalid Sheikh Mohammed and two co-defendants were able to get plea deals. Government prosecutors negotiated the deals to keep him and the others from being put to death. But when word got out, Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin ordered those deals to be thrown out and to continue with their trials. However, an official says a judge at the military commission at Guantanamo has now approved those plea deals, striking down the order from Austin. The three defendants are being held in connection with the 9/11 attack in 2001 that killed nearly 3,000 people. Jill Nato, Fox News.
New York State police are investigating one of their own who claims he was shot and wounded by a gunman on a Long Island highway.
The commanding officer of Trooper Thomas Masha has confirmed that investigators no longer believe his account of what happened, and they're now weighing criminal charges. Masha claimed he was shot in the leg last week by the driver of a car parked on the shoulder of a highway near his home, which has been searched by detectives recently. Masha reported the car with temporary New Jersey tags sped away toward New York City, resulting in a manhunt that lasted for days. Masha's attorney says he and his client are presently assisting with the probe. In New York, Tom Rigotti, Fox News.
And now the forecast with meteorologist Ronnell Williams.
More clouds move in today. Only a 10% chance of rain, though. After a chilly start this morning in the 40s, cool afternoon with a high of 58. Winds are going to be breezy out of the northeast at 10 to 20 miles an hour, turning damp tonight as rain chances go up. With your Storm Track 3 forecast, I'm meteorologist Ronnell Williams.
Now we have a few clouds. Northeast wind at 9 miles per hour, 44 degrees at Wichita's Severe Weather Station, 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. Had a cloudy, this is, by the way, the seventh day of November, had a partly cloudy day yesterday across south central Kansas, 64 degrees for a high, and the normal high for the date, 61, so a little bit warmer than usual. And on this date in 1951, around 7 o'clock in the morning, an extremely brilliant flash, a huge ball of fire, a terrific roar occurred over parts of Texas, Oklahoma, and Kansas.
Goodness gracious.
What was it? Well, it was a disintegrating meteor.
Ooh.
Windows were broken in and near Hinton, Oklahoma, located about 50 miles west of Oklahoma City. And I can imagine, Ted, that was about the time when they were making movies like The Thing.
Mm-hmm.
And UFOs were highly, people were all talking about movies, television, UFOs. And I'm going to, those people in 1951, I'll bet they really thought that was something.
Frightening.
Wow. On this date in 1916, Jeanette Rankin of Montana won election to the U.S. House of Representatives, becoming the first woman elected to either Chamber of Commerce. As my memory is that she was already serving her dead husband's term.
Okay.
And she was elected. Apparently her colleagues thought, enough of her, say, we're going to make her the first. And then it was what? Year, 2 years later when the women finally got the right to vote. So she was in 1916. Stephen Ted here in KNSS. Of course, the election now is a thing of history. They're going to be doing the auditing and so forth. With us this morning is Jeff Bluebaugh, who has taken the 2nd District, Sedgwick County Commission, 2nd District seat now, and with a win yesterday. And good morning, Jeff. Nice to have you with us.
Hey, good morning. How are you guys?
As usual, we're doing great.
Yeah, good, good.
And you served on the city council for several years. What motivated you to try for the county, Jeff?
You know, the county was something that I'd had on my radar for quite some time because I knew there were term limits within the city, but there were a lot of things that I couldn't do on the city council that I wanted to be able to do on the county. So it was good timing for me. My term ended in January, and you know, I pretty much jumped full into my campaign, and here I'll be getting sworn in January again. So
we talk about things you want to do. What, as an example, what are you looking at there?
You know, mostly I just want to get some property tax reform, or at least get these assessments right, because that's the number one thing that I heard. People feel like their property value is overassessed, and I think we've got to start there with the foundation of the assessments. Also, infrastructure. You look at how most of the infrastructure over the last several years has went northeast Wichita. You know, we need a little love out here in West Wichita. I mean, I'd like to see West Kellogg finished. You know, we haven't touched the last bypasses were Tyler and Mays, and when was that? At the end of Bob Knight's era on the city council there in the late 90s, early 2000s. So I'd like to see 119th, 135th, 151st. You know, see if we can get some more connection out there and more improvements out there to be like the rest of the city.
It occurs to me that up until now, you've had to earn a living doing something. What's your actual profession there, Jeff?
So I'm a real estate broker, and that's what a lot of people don't realize. The city council, why they say it's part-time, it's the only thing part-time about the Wichita City Council is the pay. And, you know, all those folks generally have to have another income or job outside of that. So that's one thing I'm looking forward to being on the county commission is, you know, not a lot going on real estate wise right now, but I can kind of put that in the back seat and truly focus on the commission job. So I do appreciate that.
Now, you defeated an incumbent, Sarah Lopez, right?
Yes.
What was your campaign strategy? Did you just go out and spend a whole lot of money on yard signs, or how does it work?
You know, I think we probably knocked over 12,000 doors. We started early. We knocked a lot of doors. And I'd represented 2/3 of the district, you know, on the Wichita City Council, being reelected for 3 terms there. So I wasn't really a newbie coming in there. So I really focused on getting to know the folks.
Why get all your holiday decorations delivered through Instacart? Because maybe you only bought two wreaths, but you have 12 windows. Or maybe your toddler got very eager with the advent calendar. Or maybe the inflatable snowman didn't make it through the snowstorm. Or maybe the twinkle lights aren't twinkling. Whatever the reason, this season, Instacart's here for hosts and their whole holiday haul. Get decorations from the Home Depot, CVS, and more through Instacart and enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
Folks down in Hayesville and Clearwater and some of the rural districts that I'd never represented before. So I really tried to focus a lot of my efforts on getting to know a lot of those folks and met a lot of good people, excited to work with them.
What do you think was the keystone issue of your campaign this year? Why did voters choose you instead of Sarah Lopez?
I think a lot of it was just the messaging we had. You know, we really hit the kitchen table issues, you know. Whenever people talk about quality of life with the county, you know, they're talking about exploration place and zoo in Southwest Sedgwick County. We're talking about quality of life. We're making sure you have enough money to pay your house payment, pay your rent, make sure that, you know, you've got enough gas in your car for the week, make sure your utilities are poor, and make sure you've got enough money for groceries. A lot of it was just our messaging with the income things, and hopefully we can address some of those issues. Overall, you know, I think everywhere in the country, we're going to start addressing some of those issues. And optimistic we going into 2025, absolutely.
Well, you're serving with about four other people. I'm sure you've known them, you've talked to them, you probably know a couple of them pretty well. Is it a group that can come to agreement on things easily, or is it going to be a lot of rancor?
I think it's going to be a pretty strong county commission. I served with Pete Meisner for almost 7 years on the Wichita City Council. Commissioner Howe started about the time I started on the City Council, so we've known each other for years. Commissioner Beatty and I talk often, and when you look at Commissioner-elect Wise, I've known her through real estate for over 20 years, work out at the same CrossFit gym as her and her husband, so I think we're going to have a pretty good team to be able to work together.
All right. Ted, anything else for Mr. Blue Ball?
No, I like that cowboy hat you were wearing on election night. That was huge.
Well, thank you. That was one thing I wanted to bring out. You know, a lot of people don't realize that, you know, I was a farm boy and come from a rural atmosphere. So sometimes you just like to get excited and put on the old hat.
Well, you know, we were with you at that 4-H event out at Cowtown several years ago. I think you were doing a pretty good job that night.
I forgot about that. Was it the celebrity sheep show
that
I was doing?
Yeah, something like that. Yeah, we were having to do the sheep wrangling, yeah.
All right. So I was pretty excited about that because I showed animals in 4-H and FFA all the way through school. So that was an exciting evening. Yeah, I forgot about that.
Yeah, Steve and I were in the corral there, and we were struggling, and you just kind of looked at us like, oh, you novices.
Yeah, we're not from the farm. I got to tell you that.
Well, you know, it's...
I think you're lucky, Jeff, that we don't have a cartoonist in town because that's a big hat, and they can make you look pretty silly if they wanted to, I think. But you know what? Here's an idea for you, campaign idea. You file this one away. Bib overalls.
I'll just stick with the big hat.
The big hat. All right, Jeff. Hey, thanks for being with us, and good luck in becoming a new Sedgwick County Commissioner. Jeff Blueball with us this morning. Steve and Ted in the morning here at 7:41. We've got what do we got coming up here? I know what we've got. The Wichita Business Journal update. Guess what? Bucky's proposing a place in Kansas City, Kansas. Up near the ball.
That news came out like 3 weeks ago. There's something new?
Well, I don't know. It's Wichita Business Journal. Tell me.
All right.
Now, I think they're having actually presenting something today.
Oh, okay. All right.
7:42, Steve and Ted, KNSS. Steve and Ted in the morning, KNSS, 7:46 here on this Thursday morning. Three big things.
Three.
Woman arrested in Halloween killing of a 13-year-old boy in East Wichita. The male shooter is still at large.
Two.
Trump begins search for White House help. President Biden will speak to the nation tonight.
One.
One person dead, one injured after a shooting in North Wichita. Three big things, Steve and Ted on KNSS.
Looking at those Cordell and Cordell traffic cameras, seeing some fairly heavy traffic right now. You want to watch out for this. This is north and southbound on Andover Road, right there in Andover, basically between 21st Street North and what would be 13th Street, Southwest 80th Street there in Butler County. But, just some really heavy traffic there in Andover, on Andover Road, north and southbound traffic, right by Andover High School. Traffic update from 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. I'm Jad Chambers.
Becoming sunny today with a high of 58 degrees, 50% chance for rain tonight. The overnight low 44. Friday, 70% chance for rain. Tomorrow's high, 53 degrees. Now a few clouds, a northeast wind at 9 miles per hour. 44 degrees at Wichita Severe Weather Station, 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. Hatman Jack's new fall line of hats has arrived. See why people from around the nation make Hatman Jack's their destination. Open Tuesday through Saturday at the Clock Tower in Delano. For the largest selection of Western hats, fedoras, and caps, see the experts at Hatman Jack's. A post-election rally on Wall Street Wednesday, stocks set new records, the Dow closing up 1,507 points.
At the close, the S&P higher by 146, the NASDAQ rising 544. Cyclicals, financials, energy, and industrial sectors up more than 3%. NVIDIA and Amazon hitting all-time highs. On the flip side, solar and alternative energy stocks were slammed. Treasury yields also soaring, the 10-year surging above 4.3% to a four-month high. In New York, Jerry Willis, Fox News.
Stephen Ted in the morning, KNSS, and local business news this morning. Aerospace work on a major U.S. Army program is not leaving Wichita after all. Bell Textron says it will keep fuselage assembly for the future long-range assault aircraft in Wichita. The announcement follows confirmation last month that Bell had taken over fuselage construction from Spirit Aerosystems on the V-280 Valor for the high-profile effort. FLRAA work will occur at an existing beach field facility located on Textron Aviation's East Campus near Textron Aviation Defense.
Bradley Fair is welcoming back a clothing store to its Rock Road Shopping Center. Retailer J. Crew is set to come back to Bradley Fair with a factory store location, 1800 North Rock Road, Suite 110, right next to Trader Joe's. They're on the south side of the property. That's according to a news release. The opening of a factory store comes after the clothing company closed its mercantile store. That's a location that sold clothes at lower costs at Bradley Fair back in 2019.
The unified government of Wyandotte County, Kansas City, Kansas, will consider approving $13 million in tax incentives to develop what would be the state's first Bucky's Travel Center. Monday, the UG Economic Development and Finance Committee recommended approval of a development agreement with Bucky's to build the Travel Center at 601 Village West Parkway. That's just south of the Kansas Speedway. The UG will review the development agreement today. Bucky's plans to build a 74,000-square-foot travel center with 120 gas fuel pumps and 12 electric vehicle charging stations on about 25 acres. And that's local business news this morning from the Wichita Business Journal. 124 gas fuel pumps.
Yeah, That's their deal. You just pull right in.
When I was a kid working at Westlink Amoco, we had three pumps.
Yeah, well.
Two regulars and one Ethel.
Bucky's is not a small-time operation, man. It's
and if we had more than two cars come in, one of them had to wait a while. Not the same operation. We didn't have any other stuff. Bucky's, what a fascinating place. I'm going to be traveling here soon. I'm going to have to stop at a Bucky's. I'll bring you a souvenir. What would you like? Huh? Anything special?
Well, I want that three meat sandwich. I don't think you can bring that back for me.
Yeah, probably won't keep very well. So, I'll think of something.
All right.
You get that big beaver with the buck teeth on there. Stephen Ted in the morning here on KNSS. Just a few minutes ago, I was reminiscing about the old Captain Kangaroo show that we watched when we were
great
kids.
Morning children show for decades.
You know, go back to my mind. This would be in the mid-50s, and I'm like 4 or 5 years old, and in morning, my brothers are at school. I'm not at school yet. In morning, the first you would see this lady, I can't remember what her name was. She was an older lady who had told stories or whatever, and she was pitching Sweetheart Soap. I can't remember who that lady was, but anyway. And then Captain would come on, and you would have, like I said, we had Mr. Green Jeans, the farmer, Grandfather the Clock, and one other. Bunny rabbit.
Oh, I thought you were going to say Mr. Moose.
Well, there's Mr. Moose, too. I just forgot about Mr. Moose. Yeah, he was a good character. But Bunny Rabbit wore glasses. Okay.
Yeah, yeah.
Never spoke. No. He came out here, and of course, Captain would interact with Bunny Rabbit. He always had carrots he would bring up.
That's right. Out of his pockets. Yeah. Loads of carrots.
So anyway, that's kids. That's kids' shows when we were kids.
Yeah, used when there was children's programming on weekday mornings. Yeah. That has gone away.
And locally, not in the morning, but in the afternoon, we had Freddy Fudd in the afternoon and shows like that. But that stuff, that live local stuff's gone away.
It's all gone.
I'll tell you, somebody could do a podcast that would just be killer if they could do just stuff that kids would like to watch.
I'd love to do that.
How's PBS doing with that stuff? Are they still doing Sesame Street? No, I guess they are.
Yeah.
And that was pretty good programming. My kids grew up on that. And of course, helping to learn their ABCs with the count and all those people. And so anyway, kids programming. Okay, let's see here. National Cash Back Day. I try to pick out a day that's somewhat interesting every day that we can talk about. This one is not that great, you know. It's talking about people who are good shoppers and take advantage of exclusive offers where you get a gift of cash back. I'm not sure I've got a credit card that does that. Do you have one? I mean, if I do, it's not a whole lot.
You're not getting a whole lot. Yeah.
They're sending me an extra check back for $450 a month.
Nothing like that.
Yeah, but I think it's just kind of a hook to get people to use that credit card. Yeah. But anyway, the National Cashback Day, my only other choice was Retinol Day, and I thought,
oh boy, November 7th's a little slow.
Monday though, how about Monday the 11th? You know what that is?
Well, it's Veterans Day. / Armistice Day.
Armistice Day as well. See, 11/11 when they stopped World War One. All right, Ted. So, and we'll be saluting our veterans as well. All of them out there.
Good.
All of you veterans out there who may or may not have watched Captain Kangaroo when you were a kid. All right. Stephen Ted in the morning here, coming up on the 8 o'clock hour. Stay with us. We got some more interesting stuff planned for you. We're going to have the latest in our news. We're going to have the latest on a homicide in North Wichita. Ted will have sports, as always. Right, Ted?
Yeah, we have some high school football playoff games that will not be played tomorrow night. They're going tonight because of the weather. So we'll talk about that coming up in sports.
Plus entertainment news. The Blur's on the way.
Of course. We'll get you all your entertainment news. Good audio. That'll be at 8:35 this morning.
And we'll have traffic and weather in the 8 o'clock hour with Steve at Head in the Morning on 98.7 and 1330 KNSS.